This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a woman, it is a hot summer night, a woman has been hit with a defamation lawsuit by her doctor when she reviewed him negatively on Yelp. This is being reported by Fox News, and you guys know what I think of Yelp, right? But this is an interesting case. A Manhattan woman gave one-star reviews on Yelp and ZocDoc to a Kips Bay gynecologist and says, oh, so far spent nearly $20,000 defending herself against a defamation suit filed by the physician. This is according to her in court papers. They say the litigation has only just begun. Michelle Levine told the Post, or Levin, told the Post, I gave an honest review of my experience to warn others, and he is trying to silence me. It's a nightmare, she says. She said she found Dr. Jun Song of New York Robotic Gynecology and Women's Health online and went to him for a checkup back in July 2017. A week later, he billed her insurance company $1,300 for the new patient visit and ultrasound. Then she got a bill for $424 that wasn't covered. She said the annual was supposed to be free. Now, we're going to talk about that. So, a physical exam under Obamacare is supposed to be free. But she got an exam and an ultrasound. Does that mean that's considered a physical? We're going to talk about that in a second. She alleges in court filings that June never gave her a manual pelvic exam. Instead, simply asked her about menstrual cramps and then performed an ultrasound. She claims that June said he gave her pelvic and breast exams, even though he didn't. That's a no-no. There should be a nurse in the room who they could subpoena and find out as a witness, because if you're falsifying a record, that's a big no-no. But then, if he did, and the nurse goes, no, she did. Remember I told you I had that one patient years ago banging on the door at 5 o'clock on a Friday saying, please, I need somebody to see me, please. I'm like, what's going on? She was having horrible vaginal itching, so I asked one of my nurses to stay late. We brought her into the gyn room, and we examined her. We took some cultures. I gave her a prescription. And I think she thanked us. I mean, I didn't really think anything odd of the visit. I knew she was really anxious and worried because she was having some vaginal itching, but I couldn't really see anything there. But, you know, we got all the cultures, etc. Then a couple months later, I get a call from the insurance company fraud department claiming that the patient said I never examined her and billed the insurance when I didn't examine her. So I told the insurance company, I go, let me ask you something. Did you process a claim for vaginal cultures and gonorrhea, chlamydia cultures and all the cultures through LabCorp, you know, on the same date? Oh, yes. Though, never mind. So, we did the cultures. We sent them. They paid the claim for the insurance company or from the lab. But they think I didn't do the exam? I mean, that doesn't make sense. So patients can claim that you did nothing, and you can't prove it because you aren't videotaping their pelvic exam. And people, is this what you want? Where cameras start to be in the room? Again, I'm not accusing her or the doctor, but, you know, that's why when somebody says, well, the doctor didn't do anything, a lot of us will say, yeah, my doctor didn't even touch me. I get that. But then, in my case, I did examine her, and she tried to claim I didn't. And we're like, but there's the cultures. There's the, you know, how else did I get vaginal cultures? Well, you're right. Never mind, doctor. And that got put to rest. So, people lie, unfortunately.
So she said, when I called his office to complain, they were immediately aggressive and said I had come in complaining of pelvic pain, which required the ultrasound. She claims she never had the pelvic pain. She goes, I was so disgusted that I wrote a review on several sites, including Yelp, ZocDoc, and HealthGrades. Boy, when people get mad, they go all over. Very poor and crooked business practice, she wrote. I suspect that this doctor gives unnecessary procedures to a lot of people and then charges the insurance sky-high prices and no one knows the difference. She wrote, everything about my one and only visit here has caused me emotional distress and panic, and now they want me to cough up an extra $500 for services I didn't even need? 2 weeks later, she got an email from the doctor's lawyers telling her she's being sued. The $1 million suit touts his university training and accuses her of false postings and online harassment. The court papers say no reasonable person would believe that the statements made therein were opinion. So far, she's already in $20,000 for this. She said they tried to drag my startup wine and spirits technology business into it. She said they posted my entire medical record, including notes about my mental health, bills, insurance info, driver's license, birthday, and home address. Where did they post this? Where? So apparently this report first appeared in the New York Post and being reported by Fox News. But this is something that has been plaguing doctors and patients alike now for years. I've had doctors where I didn't really want the test. They said they had to do it, and then boom, I'm out another $300 to pay them. I can't stand that. That has to stop. Patients all the time are being charged for tests that they don't necessarily want. And maybe we need to start getting consent, say, this is the test, it's going to cost this much, none of these surprise bills. But on the other hand, these Yelp reviews of doctors have got to stop. I can't tell you how many lies and BS get spewed out there, and it's slander. Yes, doctors should be able to sue. I mean, really, that patient accusing me of not examining them? You know how that could hurt my reputation? That could cause me to lose my license. And luckily, we have the proof. I had the nurse. I had the vaginal cultures. I mean, I could have probably saved the dirty speculum. There's the DNA proof. That's the speculum used in her, you know, vagina. Go ahead and test it. But what are doctors and medical providers supposed to do now? What we're going to have to do is, unfortunately, invade your privacy. Keep your samples of what was done, so we could give that to authorities or insurance companies. Whatever happened to, you know what? It's just between me and the doctor. Don't tell the insurance company. Don't tell the courts. Fine. Well, once you start to spew stuff online, yeah, sometimes your privacy, unfortunately, is going to be compromised. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials, and GCN for making the show happen. All right, guys, so there is now evidence, well, this evidence has been out for a while, to suggest that these popular vitamin supplements are, quote, essentially useless, according to The Insider. A new study suggests that vitamin C, calcium, rarely have any major health benefits in supplement form. Not talking about regular food form, but in supplement form. A new systematic review of data and trials published between January 2012 and October 2017 found that many popular multivitamins, including vitamin C, vitamin D, and calcium, had no real advantage to people's health, and there was no evidence taking them would reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attack, stroke, or early death. This was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology and was led by researchers at St. Michael's Hospital and the University of Toronto. Dr. David Jenkins, lead author of the study, said, "We were surprised to find so few positive effects of the most common supplements that people consume. Our review found that if you want to use multivitamins, it does no harm, but there's also no apparent advantage either." Now, there were some supplements that seemed to do well. Folic acid, B vitamins, those may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. Niacin, antioxidants, actually were found to have a higher risk of death. Small, but still higher risk. They think researchers believe that maybe it's related to niacin's adverse effects on blood sugar levels. Maybe when you take antioxidants in high doses, those could be harmful. Maybe it's because people who take vitamins think that they don't have to eat healthy. So they say these findings suggest that people should be conscious of the supplements they're taking and ensure they're applicable to the specific vitamin or mineral deficiencies they have been advised by their healthcare provider. So what vitamins did they look at? Well, they looked at A, B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, C, D, E, vitamin E, as well as carotene, calcium, iron, zinc, magnesium, and selenium. Research found that some vitamins are more useful than others. For example, zinc has been linked to shortening the effects of colds. Vitamin C used to do that, but people would take vitamin C and go, nah, nothing happened. Vitamin D can also be difficult to get from food. Vitamin D is easier to get from sunlight, but we got to be careful of melanoma. So they say in the absence of significant positive data, apart from folic acid's potential reduction in the risk of stroke and heart disease, so folic acid is still a biggie, they say it's most beneficial to rely on a healthy diet to get your fill of vitamins and minerals. So far, no research on supplements has shown us anything better than healthy servings of less processed plant foods like vegetables, fruits, and nuts. So here's the thing, people. You guys have for years been taking your supplements. There's commercials talking about supplements. You guys get inundated with stuff you need to buy. And I'm a believer, too. I would love to believe that these supplements are what's going to keep me healthy because I don't trust that my diet is the healthiest. Even when I do eat vegetables or high-fiber foods, etc., it's not to the degree I need to. My whole diet isn't plant-based. You know, we talk about how certain things may negate some of the work you've done, like with exercise, etc. What if that one salad we eat for lunch, the effects get negated or reversed because you have a meat and potatoes kind of meal for dinner? You know, those who do well health-wise are those where they always eat vegetables. They're always eating, you know, high-fiber foods or the Mediterranean diet or, you know, it's their diet. It's the way they consume foods. Not like, well, I'll have a salad one day and a hamburger another, which brings up another point. Do Americans have a pretty common, famous diet? They actually do, and it's not a good one. The true American diet is a burger, is some pizza, is some Chinese food, is grabbing a taco, having a soda, having a salad, having a sandwich, having some soup. It's not a, you know what, we're always going to have our vegetable, we're always going to have our fish, we're always going to have our olive oil. You know, when you look at other countries, all right, they have some pretty stereotypical meal planning. If you go to another country and you sit at a table, you have the wine, you have the olive oil, you have the vegetables. I mean, it's not like you have to order it. That's just given. It's just there. Some delis are like that. You'll get a pickle. There'll be pickles there. I went to a deli in New York, and, you know, they just served coleslaw, and they just served it no matter what. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is just, you know. But the American diet, whether even if you don't eat the hot dogs or the hamburgers or the fast food, the American diet is an unpredictable one. What do you feel like tonight? Oh, I feel like, you know, this ethnic food, Italian. What do you feel like tomorrow night? Chinese. What do you feel like the next night? Greek. Whereas I know in other countries you'll grab a burger or your whatever, but their main diet in Greece is a Greek diet. Their main diet in Israel is an Israeli diet. You have your Israeli salad, you have your fish, or you have your meat, or you have your, you know. And so, yeah, maybe once in a while you'll grab a burger or whatever, but that's your main diet. Same thing with Italy. You know, a tomato sauce is going to be pretty much on your table every night. So, maybe that's the problem. We talked about in the last hour there has to be consistency or the body likes predictability. And maybe that's it. We don't have predictable eating patterns. And so that could be a problem when it comes to weight, nutrition, etc. So many of you guys have tons of bottles in your house of supplements. And I've been very concerned about calcium supplements with studies years ago talking about calcium supplements and calcium deposition in the arteries of the heart. And I think what it is it's not the vitamins that you're taking, it's the substrate, it's the pills, and all the extra crap that's in those to make them a supplement. Look at the study that came out last week about fish oil. Say fish oil pills, fish oil supplements, do not do what they claim to do for your heart. Yet eating fish does. What this means is we cannot put nature into a bottle. Period. We can't do it. So if we can't put nature into a bottle, you have to then go back to nature. I know you guys have spent a lot of money on supplements. I get that. Now, when are supplements good? Well, if you refuse to go back to nature, if you know you are not going to be able to eat fish or be able to get, you know, if you can, then yeah, go for the supplements. If you feel better on the supplements, if you're taking something and you're like, but look, it's working for me. You know, it's like when I roll the dice playing craps table, I have to, you know, tickle my ear and wipe the left side of my nose. If these vitamins are working for you, your sex drive's up, you have more stamina, you're keeping your weight off, and your doctor's checking your liver, checking your kidneys, going, all right, well, you look good, all right, so far so good, then I'm okay with that. But please, for the love of the Lord, don't take fish oil and skip the fish, going, no, I got my fish oil, so I don't have to eat fish. No. You're at a restaurant, order the fish. Now, I'm like you. If I'm going to Outback, I'm going to have steak. If I'm going to a steakhouse, I'm going to have steak. I mean, why would I waste time and money on a piece of fish? I get that. But you got to change your thinking if you want to be healthy. So, I feel bad. I know we want to have something that we could grab and do. We want to be proactive. Humans want to have control of their destiny and of their longevity. And, you know, being able to reach for a vitamin and having that, you know, supplement you. I mean, I'm on vitamin D. I don't get enough vitamin D because I have to stay away from the sun because of cancer risk. Having already some precancerous spots, I cannot be out in the sun, so I will not get the vitamin D I need. So, yeah, I'm taking a supplement. I'm going to have my blood work done next month. We'll see if it works. So, we do need supplements. They have to exist. But if there's something you can do that's healthy and natureful, we need you to do that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, when we come back, there's been some pictures of Hillary Clinton with this bulge in her back. A lot of discussion on what could be going on with her and talking about her health. And Morgan Freeman has threatened to sue CNN, saying he never harassed a pregnant reporter. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallace, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan who's working the dial. So, they say the bulge is back. Hillary Clinton has been spotted wearing an oversized coat with a suspicious protrusion sticking out of her back. And boy, has the media made a big deal about this one. She attended a Memorial Day parade with her husband, Bill Clinton, in Chappaqua, New York. She is 70 years old, has been spotted multiple times of late wearing similar outfits, and people had seen her with a weird bulge near the upper scapula of her back. So this time she had a light blue trench coat and a U.S. flag patterned scarf, and she marched along Governor Andrew Cuomo and Bill Clinton on Monday. They shook hands. She seemed happy. I mean, there's a lot of speculation that she could be hiding a back brace. We don't really think it's a bulletproof vest because a bulletproof vest, there's tons of them that are a little less bulky
But you wonder. And again, you know, her head is not covered, so yeah, not the bulletproof vest to cover that. I said bulletproof vest, but I don't know. I do think it's a medical brace. Who cares? What? People are concerned. They want to know. They're asking about it. They're sending me pictures. So she's 70 years old. She's been spotted now multiple times of late, wearing jackets and scarves that are draped over her shoulders. And I guess people are concerned that she's having medical issues that are being hidden from the public. And we've talked about this. Do we, as public, have a right to know what's wrong with her medically? She had tweeted a photo of herself standing beside a group of Girl Scouts after the parade, and then some people saw the bulge there. People saw the bulges. I'm just glad we're talking about her bulging and nobody else's. That's all I can say. So, what would this back brace mean? You know, people have asked me what concerns I have of her medically. I haven't really commented on it because it's not relevant. She's not running for office. Even if she does run for office, right now she isn't. So I do believe, you know, it's not really a big discussion. Not very newsworthy. It was very newsworthy when she was running. And I felt we did have a right to know how healthy she was. Because she chose Tim Kaine as her vice president, somebody that a lot of us don't really like. And when you see her pass out, need to be basically carried into a vehicle, like that video showed, it makes you wonder that voting for her would mean voting for Tim Kaine. And so I do believe that when you are running for public office, and you are in a position where if anything happens to you, the next in line gets the job, we need to be pretty confident that you are going to be able to man your post or, you know, be able to person your post. I hate having to convert that. Person your post, you know, for the time that we are contractually voting you for. Or we need to like your vice presidential pick. Now, lucky for us with Donald Trump, I mean, luckily for me, I like his pick. I like Mike Pence. Okay? Maybe we don't agree on all issues, but I like him. So if God forbid anything happened to Donald Trump, I am okay with the second in command. I was not okay with the second in command for Hillary. And so we don't get to choose that. And that's where the conversation gets a little different. As a doctor, I think everybody has a right to medical privacy. It should not be sprayed all over the news. Somebody gets gonorrhea, somebody is fighting cancer, let them have that privacy. They deserve it. They're human beings, and they should be able to have that privacy. However, the conversation takes a twist when you force on the American public somebody that we have to put our lives in their hands. And if you are possibly going to check out, or if you have a higher possibility than average of not living long enough, right, and us being forced with this person you're sticking us with, then I think we need to be aware if you are healthy enough to maintain the office. Do we need the specifics? No. I don't need to know if Donald Trump is taking Propecia. That's been all over the news. If he's taking Propecia for hair loss or prostate or whatever, I don't really know. I don't care. I would like to know if his heart is healthy. I would like to know that. Same thing with Hillary. If she had atrial fibrillation or abnormal heart rhythm, which is what possibly made her, weak and pass out, yes, I would like to know. If she had a seizure disorder. If she had a seizure disorder, yeah, that is something that we need to be aware of because she's going to be making life or death decisions. But we need to find a compromise because having the social media, you know, try to zoom in on every lump or bump or curve on her body. It's really ridiculous. Whether you like Hillary or not, you have to admit, this is kind of ridiculous. Especially if that's newsworthy. But the Clintons are a family kind of synonymous with secret life. And so a lot of secrets, a lot of drama with that family. So I can see why people are intrigued. Now, me, as a medical provider and as a doctor, When I hear back brace, it definitely gives me the heebie-jeebies because of JFK. So JFK was known to wear a back brace. He had Addison's disease, which is an endocrine disorder that has to do with his steroid levels, and he had multiple issues with his back. And one theory that's been out there, which I, you know, am kind of leaning to believing, is he was wearing his back brace during the drive through Dallas in November 1963. And if he hadn't been wearing his back brace, he might be alive today. Because when he was shot, he just slumped over, but his back was still stiff. That back brace kept him upright and unfortunately in position for the second shot. If he hadn't been wearing his back brace with that first shot, he could have then fallen forward and possibly lived through that shot and not been killed with the second one that I think blew off part of his face. And so, when I see back brace, I get a little nervous. Sometimes some of these things help, sometimes they hurt. And that was a freak issue that unfortunately happened to JFK. And one of the theories that, you know, he might have lived if he wasn't wearing the back brace. So if Hillary does decide to run again, yes, we would like to know how healthy she is. And obviously we are concerned that there's been a lot of discussions and theories surrounding and suspicions surrounding her health. And you know what? She's 70 years old. All right. She still has a lot of years, decades left. Yeah, maybe she needs a back brace. Who cares? Maybe she needs a shot, you know, that was supposedly her bodyguard would hold. We think it might have been a benzodiazepine in case she went into a seizure. And, the one thing that I think makes me the most suspicious of something going on is they're not giving the media something. Throw us a bone. If she is wearing a back brace, say, who cares? Yeah. She strained her back picking up one of the grandchildren, and so she's wearing a back brace. Who gives a damn? But, like, when they said her pneumonia caused her to fall like that, and then she was hours later running on the sidewalk, looking just a little different, like a different woman, that's when we think there's a major cover-up. So sometimes, if you're a politician, being open and honest, or giving everybody a little bit, Trump did. I think Trump had some cholesterol issues or whatever. I'd give him that. So what has the cholesterol issues? Give the piranhas something to chew on, something to feed on. Now, somebody asked, could it be catheters? No, catheters would be lower. No. Something that high in the back could be an oxygen tank, which we don't see because she's not as being oxygen tubing. Probably a back brace. No biggie. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Morgan Freeman is now threatening to sue CNN, sent a legal letter to CNN demanding a retraction of their sexual misconduct report while threatening possible legal action. The 80-year-old actor said he never harassed reporter Chloe Mellis and points to a video of the incident which shows his comments were directed to Michael Caine. All right. As you know, 8 women have come out, from what we understand, allegedly, saying Morgan Freeman had harassed them at some point or another. And so his legal team is fighting back. Among the many points made by Freeman in the letter is the fact that the comment which fueled reporter Chloe Mellis' investigation into him was not even made to her, but rather in response to a story his co-star Michael Caine had been telling at the press junket for Going in Style. So this comes 2 days after one of the women labeled his accuser in the story, Tyra Martin, said on air that her comments were misrepresented, and she did not at any point deem the actor's behavior inappropriate. Martin's comments clarifying her stance on Freeman had not been added to the CNN story as of Tuesday, and Freeman's lawyers also used their letter to suggest that Mellis, who co-wrote the story with her editor, Anne Fung, may have been motivated by racism or a desire to advance her career when she published her claims, and CNN has not responded to her request for comment. So, you know, this... Everybody has a right to defend themselves. And when we speak about allegations, we have to be very, very careful. On one end, you're, in this society, guilty until proven innocent. And retraction of a sexual harassment charge sometimes does not get the media attention that the accusal does. And so this comes out, even though there's still tons of headlines on his accusers. However, something like this is unfortunately a symptom of a huge, bigger problem going on, where we have a he said, she said. And sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't. Sometimes she did, sometimes she didn't. And what I predict is going to happen is there is going to be a fatigue of a lot of these cases. And this fatigue may be a good thing because in the media, it's, you know, really getting, it's kind of getting burdensome when now this person's accused, now this person's accused, this person's accused. Well, is it true? Are they faking it? Are they lying? Just like what happened to that police officer. That police officer where the lady who was being arrested in Texas for a DUI claimed she was groped the whole time and the body cam footage didn't even show that. So she had to retract it. The lawyer had to apologize, and I think she should go to jail. Anybody falsely accusing somebody of sexual assault or harassment should go to jail. But on the flip side, pendulum swinging the other way, you start to scare individuals into not prosecuting. Well, you know what? If somebody has a better lawyer than I do, they could say I faked it. I don't want to go there. Will unfortunately silence a lot of victims. You know, the one thing we had seen in the last year is some of these stars are not too big to fail. Kevin Spacey, not sure what's happening with Jeremy Piven, but we're going to, you know, see more on that. You know, Ben Affleck, I mean, we don't know what the long-term consequence is going to be based on accusers. We know that many people had to settle out of court, and settlements have been going on for a while. We'll settle out of court, you keep it quiet, we make this go away. But settlements now don't mean they go away. They come back. And so people that have had, you know, unfortunately run-ins with inappropriate behavior, it's coming back to haunt them. And if Morgan Freeman was one of them, and his accusers are coming out, then he's now going to be going through his process and his social trial. People are going to think he's guilty. People may think he's innocent. But if the fatigue comes into play, where, all right, it's another star being accused. Oh, yeah, it's another star being accused. It may get some media attention based on who the star is. But after a while, Hollywood won't have anybody working for them. Not sure what happened with Ryan Seacrest. That he was accused and not sure what happened there. Still did American Idol. People still like him. Again, you know, and so... eventually, people will say, all right, it's another accusal. Well, they're going to fight it, whatever. So then we start to go back to square one. You feel afraid to bring it up. No one's going to believe me. I mean, that's what happened with me. There was no way I was going to bring it up. No way. Nobody would believe me, I thought. And I would look like the bad guy. So no way. I'll just take it and move on. And that's kind of what we didn't want to happen.
So every time we make progress, it gets screwed up. That always seems to happen. And so I'm not sure what's going to happen with this Morgan Freeman case. I'm not sure about these other women that have accused him and whatever. And he has a right to fight it. If somebody lied, you need to nip that in the bud. I don't blame him. But if he did, years ago or recently or whatever, you know, he would be one of many out there that is now going through their process, but it's going to make a lot of people think twice. Well, all right, well, you know, maybe I am right, but am I going to want to put that kind of money into this? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for a controversial Arkansas abortion law by a law that had passed in 2015 saying that any physician who gives, sells, dispenses, administers, or otherwise provides or prescribes a abortion-inducing drug shall have to have a contract with a physician who has admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. This order would allow the law to take effect in mid-July if no other legal action is taken. Planned Parenthood, though, doesn't like that law. They said they're going to make another challenge to block the law in U.S. District Court. So what's going on here is the Supreme Court in Arkansas, and the Supreme Court on Tuesday is allowing Arkansas to enforce this medical abortion caveat, where if the doctors are going to prescribe the abortion pills, mifepristone, which kind of makes it difficult for the fetus to attach to the uterine wall, or the zygote, and misoprostol, which is which allows the body to it allows the body to expel the pregnancy. If a doctor prescribes those, well, the woman needs to be watched, and if not effective, be able to have a D&C. So Arkansas, I guess, had this ruling that any doctor that that provides these needs to either themselves or have a contract with another physician who has admitting privileges at a hospital. Now, most of us do. Most of us medical providers do, where somebody takes care of our hospital patients. It's not required. If you have a patient that needs to go to the hospital, we may just say go to the ER. But many of us do have a relationship with somebody who would take care of you in the hospital. What this law established in 2015 by Arkansas wanted to ensure is if somebody does prescribe something like this to you, there is going to be somebody and a very easy pathway for you to have appropriate follow-up in case things go bad. And things may. You may not be able to empty all the contents of the pregnancy. You may need a D&C, et cetera. So, but Planned Parenthood thinks that it is going to block people and prevent them from people being able to have abortions. So it goes deeper into that. We'll talk about that more later this week. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.